I have an experience as well.
You had a testimony, I have an experience that I'd like to share.
Many years ago, before I was in fellowship with the saints, we went to a place. They said to us, "Oh, you're here. We heard about you. Would you like to break bread with us?" And we had some difficulties in relationship to some family and so forth. And it had been a while since we had remembered the Lord. And so we looked at each other, and it seemed appropriate. The Christians seemed to be the right thing. And so they asked us. So we went to this place, and we remembered the Lord with these people. We didn't know who they were. They didn't know who we were. And so you might say, well, we didn't have discernment, but we were needy at the time. We were looking for fellowship. And at the time, we decided, this was many years ago, to visit with these people. We found out later on they had false doctrine. We learned a great lesson. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Fellowship is a two-way street. You receive the assembly, and the assembly receives you. In that sense. And we had to learn by bad experience. And so when someone comes in among us and says, "Oh, we want to break bread." Well, you don't know who we are. We might teach false doctrine. Why don't you find out who we are first before you want to come among us and participate in an expression of fellowship? And I'm glad I had that experience. Because I can sit down with someone and share with them that, you know, I know you want to break bread with us. But why don't you find out what we believe first? Because I made that mistake myself. And so it's two ways. In 1 John, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world." And so therefore we have to have discernment. They should have discernment of where they're coming. We should have discernment in relative to sharing those things with them that really are the Lord's things.
Lay hands suddenly on no man.
Lay hands suddenly on no man. In Nehemiah, I believe it's Nehemiah, they did not open the gates until the sun was hot. That means the sun had reached its zenith. There was sufficient light to see who they were letting into the city.
And they didn't at all on Sabbath, right?
Well, amen to that. I don't have experiences, brethren, but I would say what the brother had. Lay suddenly your hand in no man. He that believeth does not haste. You want principles, verses? He that believeth does not haste. And one has to suggest and to say that the receiving and not receiving, it's all part of the, really that's the Lord's work. But He uses us just to apply some discernment and guidance. Because in the Old Testament there was this porters, those that watched the gate. And let's talk a little bit, just for a minute. It is still a wonderful responsibility in our days, in a moral, spiritual way, that there will be those porters that will watch the gates. Who's coming in? And you know what? Who's leaving? Who's going out too? You know, it might be a backsliding person that needs help. So when it comes to breaking bread, I don't think we're all in the same agreement. Nobody's going to put an age when they should break bread. But one thing that they need to know, brethren, because we've been taught on the line of the privilege, there is another line that is called responsibility. There is a line of responsibility. And when a young believer or older believer, let's say when a believer wants to come, we cannot just touch the line of the privilege. Oh, you are a believer. You're a part of the body. You have every right to break from the bread. Absolutely. That is 100% scriptural. But you know what's scriptural as well? There is responsibility entails with this wonderful privilege. Responsibility is when you come to fellowship, right? It's not anymore my business. It's not anymore my business. Be prepared, brethren, whoever wants to come into practical fellowship. I'll be the first one to tell you, brother, you don't know what you came into. If I hear a brother or sister telling, well, that's my business. Listen, one thing about coming into fellowship. Your business is my business. And my business is your business. Because what you do will affect me. And what I do will affect you. Don't minimize that truth, association. Association is a serious matter. Adam was the man that took from the tree. It was Eve and Adam, right? I wasn't there, brother. Trust me when I tell you, I was not there. I'm not that old. I'm not that old. But you know what? By association with Adam, I became a sinner. And it's the same thing in a positive way. Why am I going to heaven? Why am I going to glory? Because I'm associated with this blessed man who paid the penalty of sin. So association matters. And people have to be careful of what we are associating ourselves with. So may the Lord give us a discernment and a spirit of meekness, because we don't talk about these things in a pride way. It is just we're applying a simple discernment and guide and help, so that we will not be brought into something that is, you know, we're going to say like the brother, ah, what did we get ourselves into? And the people will not go in and say, what a terrible company is this. But whatever it is, if you are thinking to come into fellowship, don't think you are coming into a perfect company. There is no perfection except in heaven. There is a bunch of brethren, everyone from a different area, but we have one desire. As much as the Spirit of God will enable us, we desire to honor the Lord and to do what He has requested from us. There will be weakness, there will be failure, but thank God that we have remedy for all these things. And we just want to remember the Lord and honor His name.
A clear conversion and a clear testimony. Amen.
That's good. I remember Pastor telling me that he was away on a business trip for some time. And he came back, and a certain man, and we call him brother, I say man, had attended the meetings for some time when he break bread. And the brethren had talked with him, he was satisfied, and they decided to receive him. And they were announced the following Lord's Day, and when this brother that was away in a business trip heard that, he was very uncomfortable. He told the brethren about that. So he was not received. And shortly thereafter, this man disappeared. Parts unknown.
Oh, yeah, I was just, you know, saying, I remember having a discussion with an older brother about this topic, and he told me, he said, you know, we don't have an open fellowship, we don't have a closed fellowship, we have a guarded fellowship. So I think, you know, it speaks to some of the things that the brothers were saying with respect to, it isn't that we are, you know, so much as denying the place of a believer or just throwing the Lord's table to any who would come, but it's rather by using that discernment to assess and to preserve the sanctity of the Lord's table.
Amen.